This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Strong global handover, the US markets have ended with gains of 0.6% to 0.8%. That's fueling a rally in Asia and suggesting the SGX Nifty is going to have a gap-up opening. The Indian markets, in fact, have been resilient in the face of volatile global markets. But the big event is going to be the two-day Federal Reserve. The policy meeting starts today. The outcome will be known on Wednesday post-market, so India reacts only on Thursday morning. But increasingly ahead of that, the chatter is perhaps the Fed may look to do a 100 basis points rate hike, given the red-hot inflation print that we got last week. That said, 75 basis points seems to be in the bag and the consensus. So at the least, we will get a 75 basis points rate hike. But this talk about 100 basis points is fueling a rally seen in the 10-year bond yield. The U.S. 10-year bond yield hit levels of 3.51% yesterday, the highest since 2011. Let's talk about our own markets. In absence of domestic cues, the focus will be on global cues. The key levels will be 17,760 to 17,826 on the way up. These two levels mark the 50 and 61.8% retracement of the fall seen from the recent high of 18,088 to yesterday's low of 17,429. Support will be seen at yesterday's low of 17,429. So keep those markers in mind. On the way up, around 17,800 is seen as a resistance. On the way down, yesterday's low of 17,429. FIIs bought 312 crore in cash. The DII sold 95 crore in the cash market yesterday. In terms of stocks, watch for Canfin Homes again. Yesterday, remember, the stock tanked 7.5%. MD CEO Girish Kousgi has resigned for personal reasons. His term was to end on the 24th of September, but this has come as a bit of an abrupt resignation. NATCO has gotten approval for an insecticide called CTPR. It can now launch it after the Delhi High Court has given its approval. It was under litigation, but this is positive news for NATCO. Crompton Greaves has approved a sale of a 6% stake in subsidiary Butterfly Gandhimathi via an offer for sale. Ircon wins an order worth 256 crore. Hatsun Agro board approves a rights issue of up to 400 crore. While Bombay Dyeing board will consider a fundraise via rights on the 22nd of September. Thank you for listening to this podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.